From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Ari Snyder with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, April 30th, 2026. Governor Janet Mills' decision to end her U.S. Senate campaign today dramatically changed the dynamics of a race with major national implications. Within hours, many prominent Democrats in Maine, as well as national party leaders, rallied behind Graham Plattner, who is now the presumptive nominee. But as Kevin Miller reports, Plattner says the governor's decision doesn't change how he's running his campaign to take on Republican Senator Susan Collins this fall.
Roughly 2 hours after Mills announced she was suspending her campaign, Plattner joined about two dozen elected officials in Augusta for what had been planned as a fairly routine endorsement event. But the landscape had changed. So Plattner started by thanking Mills for her lengthy career in public service, saying her decision to halt her campaign reflects their shared commitment to a singular goal, unseating Collins this November.
I look forward to working closely with her between now and November to do just that, to defeat Susan Collins and turn this seat blue again.
A Marine Corps veteran turned oyster farmer, Plattner has been leading in almost every poll for months over Mills and the third Democratic contender, David Costello of Brunswick. And there were plenty of other signs that the Mills campaign was struggling to find traction in a race that's a top priority for the national parties. She stopped advertising on television. Her most recent fundraising haul was much smaller than Plattner's. And her campaign schedule was also fairly light, especially when compared to Plattner's seemingly nonstop slate of town halls, rallies, and other events. Plattner says that pace will continue.
What we've been doing, the accessibility, the town halls, I'm going to take maybe a little bit of a break to catch up on my sleep, but we're going to continue doing exactly that, because at the end of the day, that is the kind of politics we are trying to build, and the only way to do it is to put in the work.
Mills' campaign did not make her available for an interview, but in announcing her decision, the two-term governor said she had the experience, the commitment, and the fight to keep going. What she said she lacked was money. Plattner, meanwhile, continues to draw large crowds and bring in millions of dollars, despite a robust effort by the Mills camp in recent months to slow his momentum.
Yeah, listen, I mean, I think there's obviously something happening with that campaign that is notable.
Ryan Fecteau is Speaker of the Maine House. The Biddeford Democrat has worked closely with Mills for years, but hadn't endorsed anyone in the primary. Fecteau says Plattner has struck a chord with many Mainers who are struggling to get by at a time when they see the wealthiest Americans amassing more wealth with the help of Donald Trump and Republicans in Congress.
And Graham is speaking directly to those things, the things that have people pissed off and tired of the status quo. And so I think he's going to be an effective messenger.
Mills had been the choice of national Democratic leaders. But less than 10 minutes after her announcement, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, who leads the Senate Democrats' campaign arm, publicly pledged to work with Plattner. And the Democratic National Committee posted on social media, quote, "Let's send an oyster farmer to the U.S. Senate and kick out Susan Collins." The National Republican campaign machine, meanwhile, called Plattner a, quote, "phony who is too extreme for Maine." Republicans also pointed to his past controversial online comments about women and sexual assault, and to a skull and crossbones tattoo, which Plattner has since covered up, that resembles a design used by the Nazis. The Mills campaign had also previously predicted that those would be major vulnerabilities for Plattner against Collins, a formidable campaigner who has trounced Democratic challengers in the past. But Tony Payne, a former Republican who's been backing Mills, has already flipped to Plattner.
I just put my check in the mail, and I've just put a post to social media.
Payne says he believes Plattner has the best chance of defeating Collins, given his momentum and what he says is a thirst for change. And while Payne says he has concerns about future revelations from Plattner's past,
he has withstood every single challenge with a solid answer that's acceptable to people all across Maine.
Of course, not all of Mills' supporters plan to back Plattner. Lynn Bromley of South Portland is a former Democratic state senator who appeared in a Mills ad attacking Plattner over his past comments about women.
There are no circumstances under which I would vote for Graham Plattner, period, full stop.
Mills' decision to suspend her campaign could provide an opening for Costello, who has trailed far behind in the polls. Costello, who ran against independent Senator Angus King 2 years ago, said in a statement that he was staying put in order to offer Mainers a, quote, "well-rounded and experienced option in the race." When asked about his message to Mills supporters, Plattner said people need to come together to build power for working people.
And so I very much asked them to support us because the governor and I have been essentially engaged in the same project, which is eventually beating Susan Collins in November.
That work will begin in earnest this weekend when more than 1,000 Democratic faithful, including many Mills supporters, gather in Portland for their party's state convention. But first, Plattner said he might take a nap. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
U.S. Senator Angus King pushed Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth on the Trump administration's strategy for Ukraine today. During a Senate hearing, King said he believes the U.S. is abandoning Ukraine. The Trump administration's proposed budget does not include new funding for Ukrainian military operations in its ongoing war with Russia.
We don't have any interest in what happens in Ukraine. Is that what you're saying? It's only the Europeans?
I'm saying the threat is far closer to rich and capable countries in Europe, and they should step up to lead the charge. And that's why that chart is a good thing to see.
They have stepped up, but I think the American people should understand that we've stepped back.
King says he believes the lack of U.S. support for Ukraine poses an existential struggle for the future of democracy and that Russia is benefiting from the U.S. and Israeli-led war in Iran. Republican Senator Susan Collins, meanwhile, today broke ranks with most Republicans by voting to halt military actions against Iran. Collins said in a statement that the president's authority as commander-in-chief is not without limits and that, quote, further military action against Iran must have a clear mission, achievable goals, and a defined strategy for bringing the conflict to a close. Collins and Republican Senator Rand Paul voted with most Democrats to discharge the petition from the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but it still failed by a vote of 47 to 50. The Maine Office of Tourism is reporting that the state saw 650,000 fewer visitors last year, but tourism spending reached a record high of $9 billion. State Tourism Director Carolyn Ouellette says tourism marketing efforts are highlighting the state's unique characteristics.
What's important to us as Mainers, from working waterfronts, working landscapes, farms, forests, and just who we are as a people, that's what makes Maine special also to our visitors.
The Maine Office of Tourism says culinary activities, sightseeing, and outdoor adventures are driving bookings, especially with visitors who also value sustainability and stewardship. Rising gas prices, however, due to the war in Iran, could lead to a decrease in car trips to Maine. But Ouellette says people still want to travel, despite tight budgets. A Knox County District Court judge has ruled that the teenager accused of killing a paddleboarder last summer in Union is competent to stand trial. Judge Eric Walker issued the decision on Wednesday. 18-year-old Devin Young is being charged as a juvenile for the murder of Sunshine Stewart. He was 17 when Stewart's body was found on Crawford Pond last July. An autopsy ruled her cause of death was strangulation and blunt force trauma. A scheduling conference is set for May 7th. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 tomorrow morning, This American Life host Ira Glass. I'm Ari Snyder. Thanks for listening.